There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So how about that? So the spending bill, you know, this ridiculous omnibus package is basically going to fund the government and screw every Republican over who got elected and is about to take over in January in the House. You know that spending bill? The big double-barreled middle finger to America spending bill? So what's in the spending bill started to come out. Wait till I show you this little gem. This is just glorious what they threw in there, hoping you wouldn't see it. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Going online without a VPN is like walking your dog without a leash. Most of the time you're okay, but do you really want to take that chance? Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Loaded show for you today, including the continued war on Trump and the tax returns thing. Hey, why is tax returns out there before the Republicans take over? And what that means for you and everyone else. Privacy's finished. Got that. Twitter files drop. 8 happened. A lot of news yesterday. Today's show brought to you by Patriot Mobile. You ever see those offers for free iPhones? Usually too good to be true, right? Well, like freedom itself, nothing's free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into these long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get the same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Patriot Mobile also offers a performance guarantee. Listen to this. You're not happy with their coverage? You can switch to either of the three major carriers they provide for free. That's how confident they are. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Dan. If you're fed up with these woke companies, don't care about our values or our Constitution, support a company that does. patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Thanks, Patriot Mobile. All right, Joseph, let's go, Daddy-O.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah,
that's right. It is our last show before Christmas.
Yeah.
We will have some content on the channel, some best of, some great radio interviews. So continue looking out for that. We really appreciate your loyalty this year, folks. You made us the, I think, number 7 podcast in the entire country, according to Triton. I think we're 9 on PodTrack. Those are the 2 big ones. So we sincerely appreciate it. Even Edison Research had us in the top 20. That is all due to you. So thank you for a great year. It's an amazing Christmas present to me. I have a little message for you at the end of the show today as well. So how about that? How about that? So a Republican representative, Dan Bishop started digging through this omnibus spending bill. So they're supposed to put a series of separate spending bills through committee. When they don't do that, because they don't want to, because they're being lazy and they're trying to jam things down your throat so they can go home for the Christmas holiday to screw you over and bankrupt the country. What do? They put together an omnibus. An omnibus spending package is a double-barreled middle finger to America. Now, the bill was thousands of pages long, and they were like, here, guys, read this. When? By tomorrow. Oh, okay. That sounds practical. So, of course, nobody's going to read it because it's not even possible. Even the world's best speed reader would never be able to process all that information in time. So Dan Bishop started digging through the bill. And before we get to what he found in the bill, I want you to listen first to Karine Jean-Pierre talking about how the Biden administration, Joe, they are committed, man, committed to border security. Oh, not yes. only are they committed to it, but this Democrat-led spending measure with swampy Republicans signing on, they are committed absolutely to border security, and it's them doing it. The Republicans are just sitting there on their knees doing jack squat, jack left down. Listen to Karine Jean-Pierre. Check this out.
We continue to see political stunts from many Republicans out there, and that's not how we're going to fix this issue. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own, and we're asking them to, hey, you know what? There's an immigration reform plan that the president put out on the first day. They should work with us and do this in a bipartisan way.
Ah, interesting. So they're pushing for border security all on their own, and they were just asking to work in a bipartisan way. Well, some swampy Republicans want you to sign on to this, and obviously open borders, Democrats. I mean, we know that already. Apparently, they came up with a bipartisan, or what Karine Jean-Pierre would call a bi-carmel. A bi-carmel. Did you see that clip? I'm not going to play that. Not bicameral, bi-carmel. A bi-carmel compromise. And the compromise, again, is the double barrel. So Dan Bishop put out this tweet. This is in the omnibus bill, and he's got a picture of it right there. The bill expressly prohibits Customs and Border Patrol funding from being used to improve border security. No way. I mean, Karine Jean-Pierre just said the White House is working on their own, man, because they're so dedicated to securing the border, so dedicated that they're all the Democrats are pushing a spending package that literally in the bill says none of the funds will be provided to border security. Here it is right here. Quote, none of the funds provided in this subsection shall be used to acquire, maintain, or extend border security technology and capabilities, except for technology and capabilities to improve border patrol processing. It's, ladies and gentlemen, it's right there. Leave that on for a second. I want them to read this last part. It's right there in the bill. It's right there. None of the funds will be used for border technology and capabilities, the security technology. But they will use the money to make sure that the people who are let in the country on our open border are processed and expeditiously moved throughout the country so we never see them again. See, here's the thing about, now I'm sure the fact checkers will jump all over this tomorrow and try to use some crazy euphemisms game to try to cover up for the Biden administration. But ladies and gentlemen, what else do you need to see other than none of the funds will be spent on the security and it will be spent on the processing? What else do you need to see? These people are lying to you all the time about everything all the time. There is not a single significant issue the Biden administration hasn't flipped you the middle finger on and lied to you about. Not one. What's that? This, I know. He's like, we haven't even gotten to the second part of this yet. I'm just slowly easing the audience in this holiday week. There's still news going on. I appreciate you tuning in. The viewership has been great. I like the fact that you don't tune out, even though it's the holidays. We got some good stuff happening too, so don't worry about that. But what is in the bill? So none of the money will be used for border security. It will be used to process people and move them around the country who are here illegally. Dan Bishop notes on his Twitter feed, this is hard to believe. But at the same time, the omnibus allocates $410 million towards border security for Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman for, quote, this is a quote, liberals, meaning it's in the bill, for enhanced border security. The verdict is in. These people clearly hate your guts. These people hate your guts. They think you are an impediment to their collectivization of power. They look at you as nothing else other than an obstacle to be leapt over. So we're going to give Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman money for, quote, enhanced border security, while prohibiting funds being spent on our own border security. I got to tell you, it's the holidays, and we still live in the greatest country on earth. American families should kind of relax this season and enjoy themselves, enjoy the family. But we got to stay on top of this stuff, folks. You should be calling your representatives today. There's still a couple days left to the holidays. And asking them to explain why anyone would sign on to this. This provision alone. Forget everything else in this bill for a second. This provision alone is a deal sealer. This is it. Now, what's going on here? Title 42 is about to expire. The administration wants it to expire. And Joe said to me this morning, which I think is a helpful tip, Dan, you got to explain Title 42 quickly. Yeah. He says, I bet a lot of people don't understand what it is. It is a 1944 public health measure. It's very simple. It allows the United States government to turn you around at the border because of a public health crisis. It's really that simple. You have an asylum request. You have to do it another time. You can't do it now. There's a public health crisis. It's really that easy.
Thank you.
Title 42. The Trump administration enacted Title 42 at the border. The Biden administration, when they got in office, said, we're getting rid of that. They're now lying about that. I'll get to that in a second. Now, Title 42, the public health crisis, was one of the last mechanisms we had to prevent actually millions of people a year from coming in here and claiming asylum. We used to have the MPP, Migrant Protection Protocols. If you tried to claim asylum under Trump, to remain in Mexico, you would have to remain in Mexico and claim asylum there. They scrapped that too. They dumped all that. So now, basically, without Title 42, it's open season. We have an open border. And as you see from the omnibus, the money is going to be dedicated to expediting people's processing into the United States and no border security. I just read it to you. Even MSNBC is starting to realize we got a problem. Why? Well, what do you think? Because the election's over, of course. Oh, look at him. MSNBC is finally coming around. They're not coming around. They're not coming around. They have an invasion at the border. They know they're eventually going to have to cover because it's all over the place. They waited till after the election, and now they're covering it. Listen to this reporter. As winter descends upon us and it starts to get cold in El Paso and Eagle Pass and elsewhere in Texas at the border, now they're finding out that El Paso is going to have a humanitarian crisis on their hands as tens of thousands of people a day pile into these cities and towns on the border of Texas, and they have nowhere to go because there's no border security, because we're paying to expedite them throughout the United States. And even with that money, we don't have enough money. Check this out.
What we're seeing here is a city that is overwhelmed and in chaos. These families behind me here, these are some of the lucky ones. We're inside a shelter, but a lot of shelters are overwhelmed. I just came from the streets this morning. There are hundreds of people sleeping in the airports, at bus stations, on the streets, and it's actually really cold here. It was 33 degrees when we woke up this morning. Migrants were huddling together under blankets for warmth, because even though Title 42 hasn't lifted yet, so many people have been able to come across. Not every nationality gets expelled. But we just spoke to people at this shelter here, Ruben Garcia, who runs this shelter, who says, look, already there are people sleeping on the streets. The numbers that will be sleeping on the streets if Title 42 lifts is unfathomable. And he says the federal government will have to do more.
Again, they're only doing this because the election's over. We have known about this problem pre-election. We've known about this problem since Biden got into office. Why? Because Biden scrapped every successful thing Trump had done at the border. The hard reality is almost double the number of people are coming in now under Biden than under Trump illegally. The numbers speak for themselves. I'm not interested in your opinion on the left on it. Those are the numbers. Your opinion about who's a better president, all that, you can debate that another time. I'm just telling you the border disaster, to the degree it's a disaster, has increased dramatically under Biden. That's just a statement of fact based on pure numbers. If you believe in data, the data is clear. Biden sucks on the border. He dumped the MPP, Remain in Mexico. He put out a statement during the debate. Oh, if you're seeking asylum, please come. Those are his words, folks. You can go and watch it yourself. Everybody got the message. You interview people at the border, they say they're coming here because they think Biden let them in. And word spreads. They have turned effective control of the border over to traffickers, human and drug traffickers. Title 42 was one of the few weapons we had. And they fought against that too. Trump was the one who instituted Title 42 at the border, the public health measure. Trump did that. And what happened? The Biden administration came out in, what is it, April, right after they were elected, and said they were dumping Title 42. How do we know that? Because it's on video. Biden talking about it. I want you to watch this exchange. It's about a minute, but it's important. It's Fox. It's a reporter from Fox. She's questioning Karine Jean-Pierre about exactly this. You guys knew Title 42, if it went away, would be a crisis because everybody'd pile into the country and we'd have no measure to turn them around. And now you're acting like you're for border security and for Title 42. You guys are just making this up. You're just lying. And of course, Karine Jean-Pierre lies as well. Listen to this package from Fox. It's important.
They've also been distancing themselves from this push the White House has to even end Title 42 in the first place. Listen to this.
That is a court order that is telling us to lift Title 42, and we're going to comply because we follow the rule of law.
But the administration sought to lift it.
That is, but it is a court order.
But
that is that
started by you guys.
It was a court order that has been provided to us.
The president made clear who wanted it back in April.
I can give you a straight answer. We had proposed to eliminate that policy by the end of May.
And when the courts have previously blocked the administration's push, the press secretary said the administration disagrees with the court's ruling. So this current court action means that there is a chance that Title 42 stays in place either for the short term or indefinitely. The White House, as we said, is moving forward as though this is going to lift. But according to them, it is the courts that want to lift Title 42. It is Republicans standing in the way of securing the border. What the president has done on this issue so far has been a success, even though under the president's leadership, illegal crossings have hit all-time highs. And anyone who suggests that the border is open is just spreading misinformation for the smugglers, Harris.
I can't get over. I really, the misinformation that Jackie just exposed in that package on Fox, it's just shocking. That's probably the best minute I've seen her do on TV. So the Biden administration, she says at the end, is claiming they're doing everything they can, yet they're doing nothing. The numbers are dramatically worse. She mentions that. By the way, she's a straight news person, not an opinion person. They also claim that they're the ones fighting for border security, even though I just read to you the omnibus that has none of the funds, that's a quote, for border security and all of them for processing while paying for border security in Oman. And then she mentions that, oh, you guys in the administration, the Biden administration is saying somehow they were for Title 42, despite openly being on video telling everyone they were going to scrap Title 42. This administration lies to you all the time about everything. I can't emphasize this enough. It doesn't bother me so much that Biden lies because all politicians lie and I don't want to be a hypocrite. Really, you have to just accept a certain amount of lying with politicians or you're never going to vote for anyone. I wish it weren't the case, but it is. We should fight it. We should fight for authenticity. But these guys are all liars. The thing about Biden that is so disgusting is he lies about everything all the time in his administration, despite the evidence being right in front of your face. So there's this pending border apocalypse coming. We all know about. And what's the Biden team and everyone else focused on the Democrat side? Getting Trump's tax returns out. Why? Why do we care? Why does anybody care about Trump's tax returns? What is that? He's not even the president anymore. Why do you care? It's interesting that the liberals don't care about an exploding scandal about Hunter Biden's laptop with serious allegations of international corruption and influence peddling. Yet no one's asking to see extensive tax returns for everybody involved in the Hunter Biden scandal. Yet, although Donald Trump has been charged, Donald Trump and on the federal level, this indictment is all insurrection, all this other crap. And all this other stuff is nonsense garbage like free parking. There's not been a serious crime committed here. They want Donald Trump's tax return. Everything's BS. Free parking, paid for a guy's college. It's nonsense. Nobody's asking about the 10% for the big guy. I'm going to explain the ramifications of this story coming up in a minute. There's a Las Vegas Sun article about this that you should check out. Today's show also brought to you by our friends at Omaha Steaks. We all love Omaha Steaks here. Guy's a huge fan of the burgers. We love the steaks. All the meals are just delicious. I was an Omaha Steaks household way before they were an ad customer here. Folks, the holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and to make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use coupon code Bongino at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. You getting hungry? You should. The stuff's delicious. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away. So shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code Bongino at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. The food is outstanding. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. So this Las Vegas Sun article has a shockingly refreshing take on this, giving both sides of the Democrats' push to release Trump's tax returns. Now, what's this really about? Folks, what this really is about is that Republicans are about to take over the House. So the Democrats are in a panic before the holidays to embarrass and humiliate Donald Trump and to make allegations that he doesn't pay his taxes. So what are they doing? They are rushing Christmas. Keep in mind, we have a massive border crisis, an inflation crisis, a productivity crisis, and a revision in the BLS job numbers showing that the Biden administration hasn't exactly been telling the truth about the numbers of jobs they created. So what's their priority? Well, of course, it's Trump's tax returns. Now, what's the problem with this? The problem with this, folks, is they're using an antiquated, completely ridiculous provision to get a hold of his taxpayer documents, to embarrass and humiliate him and try to prevent him from running again. So I think what they're quietly doing, Joe, Trump doesn't want his financial records out there for obvious reasons. The guy's a businessman. I don't know what the guy paid in taxes or doesn't. If he didn't break the law, I honestly, folks, don't care. You know, it reminds me of Dave Chappelle thing about Trump when Hillary, he was saying, this man doesn't pay his taxes. And Trump was like, yeah, it's because I'm smart. Like I use the tax law. If he's not breaking the law, you'd be an idiot to pay more taxes than you have to legally pay. Okay, everybody got that? That's pretty clear, right? They're doing this as a wink and a nod. This is what I'm hearing from people. The Democrats feel that they can pressure Trump to move out of the race if they continue to keep the heat on. And this is just another tool in doing that. So this Alan Rappaport piece, it's in my newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter. Read it, the newsletter today. Some good pieces in there. I'll show you some more coming up. But right before they're going to turn over control of the House, this formal release, they note, of his tax records would represent a significant act of transparency in what some fear, me included, is the end of taxpayer privacy. If they get revealed these records, it seems to me they ought to have a pretty good reason why that's in the public interest, said John Koskinen, who served as IRS commissioner in both the Obama and Trump administrations. Quote, it's a dangerous precedent. You're damn right it is. Why is it a dangerous precedent? Because as the Democrats, here's the interesting thing, fellas, about the Democrats. They want you to believe that Trump was the one that wiped out all the norms and set dangerous new precedents with government. That is absolutely categorically false. It's the Democrats that did that. Starting the fake Mueller probe, threatening to release this guy's tax returns for no legitimate legislative purpose at all. Why does this set a dangerous precedent? I want you to think this through. If the House of Representatives, in a partisan manner, wants to intimidate, say, a Supreme Court justice before a ruling, what better way than to demand their tax returns and release them to the public? Oh. It is none of anybody's business.
Oh,
Has anybody thought of this? That's why John Koskinen, who worked for Obama and Trump, is like, hey, fellas, I'm not sure it's a good idea. You got a slim vote for some kind of massive spending bill or whatever, some package coming up. And you got a couple Democrats or Republicans who may be iffy on the bill. Hey, it'd be a real shame if we released your tax returns. It's nobody's business. If you're involved in a criminal investigation for not paying your taxes, fine. That'll all come out in court. If not, get your freaking eyeballs off my financial business. It's none of your business. Now, how are they doing this? From the Sun. They're relying, the House, the Democrats in the House now, on a century-old provision in the tax code that gives congressional tax writing committees the power to access private returns. No, we got to axe that immediately. But they need a legitimate legislative purpose. They're saying that the inquiry here is about auditing all presidential tax returns. This is just nonsense. This is going to haunt them. And let me tell you something, just quickly from the Republicans, I had a lot of material I got to get to, including Fauci coming up next. If they're going to push and continue to prod and poke here, then when the Republicans get in office, you should be paying back this favor. The only way to teach these people that the food is poisonous that they're doing is to feed them the Ipecac themselves. It's the only way. Stop trying to play this nonsense moral high road. There's no high road anymore. If the Democrats are saying the new rules is your tax returns are open season, then they're open season. And they're open season for everyone. Now, as I said with this administration, folks, it's all lies all the time. Now, let me just tell you, let me just prepare you for this. The segment I'm about to do here on the vaccine is a little troubling. I've said to you repeatedly, it's the biggest mistake of my life. I should have, I had a really bad disease at the time, this cancer thing, and I freaked out, man. I mean, it's hard to describe where my head was at the time. We don't need to relitigate the whole thing, but I'm never going to hide to you from you my mistakes. You know, it's interesting. I had a couple people tweet back, you know, kind of insulting me, and you're a moron, and, you know, it's all right. I mean, I really hope you're never in a situation where someone tells you, you know, you could die from this disease you have, and you have to make some really hard choices. So, but that's okay. You know, being a public figure, you open yourself up to criticism, and that's fine. But I want you to remember, I never jam this thing down anyone else's throat. And I think everyone on this show can vouch for me. Matter of fact, I was very clear. You need to absolutely look at this and make your own medical decisions based on your level of risk. It was clear. And I've dedicated my life since then to covering honest science about the vaccine. And this isn't good. Because it's been all lies all the time. And faith in public health has been decimated. It's been decimated because of guys like Fauci, who went on TV the other day. And just again, another just absurdity. This is one of those guys, Motley Crue style. Girl, don't go away, man. Just go away. Listen to this garbage. Check this out.
It's nice that some people, you know, idolize me and put me up on a pedestal, but I don't get impressed by that. I never have.
Unbelievable. Oh, there they come.
Motley Soda, too.
Motley Soda.
Yes, that is perfect. Right before the holiday. Back to Eddie caught it, too. Two catches. One this way. One of us usually drops it. That is definitely a double Motley. Doc, listen, the people who idolize you are not worth being discussed on TV. And you talking about it sounds ridiculous. There's this thing called humble pie. You may want to taste it sometimes. Just check it out. Just once in a while. I mean, has there ever been a guy who believes his own fairy tales like this guy? So we want the truth about the vaccine. And the show has been committed to that from day one. We believe in science. Science is a longitudinal, ever-changing process where new inputs come in. Why do new inputs come in? Because more people got vaccinated. And over time, you're going to have inputs from what happened to them. Those inputs and what happened to them, if you believe in science, should change your output. Why? Because you have new data. If it doesn't change your output, does this make sense? You're not doing science. The reason building technology got better over time is we built more buildings and bad stuff happened with bad designs. So you know what people said, Joe? We shouldn't build it like that again because it fell.
Yeah.
There was a new input, which led to new output. New buildings that were safer. That's science. So anyone telling you the science is concluded, the science is finished, the science is conclusive, is an idiot and should be immediately disregarded as an ideological moron. There's an interesting blog. It's by a Midwestern doctor. Literally a Midwestern. The blog is in my newsletter today. Again, it's Bongino.com/newsletter. It's long, but it's worth your time. It's a very sober article. It's not written with hysteria. Calls out kind of both sides of hysteria on this. But he says the most important data set of the pandemic was just released. He's talking about some German data, which he thinks, despite its limitations, is the best vaccine data we have, because some scientists in Germany, against all of the political tides of the day and the, you know, take your vaccine no matter what crowd, have decided to do autopsies on people who passed after the vaccine, tragically. Folks, the data's not pretty, and it's led to some red pilling just about everywhere. Here's some of the bullet points from these autopsies. Number one, they demonstrate that there's highly unusual tissue inflammation in those who died after vaccination. Pathologists had not observed this phenomena before the COVID-19 vaccines and stated the inflammation they observed would likely be fatal. Two, they demonstrated, these autopsies that is, that the COVID spike protein could also be found in the tissue of those who died. Third and last, they demonstrated that another key part of the SARS-CoV-2 virus was not present, meaning that the only possible source of the spike protein was the vaccine. Listen, man, we're just putting the data out there. As I've said consistently from the start and will say again, you have to make your own decisions with your doctor about what you think is right for you and your healthcare future. I'm just telling you that the real truth is being hidden from you, from public health officials who have destroyed any faith people have in public health. Folks, I've got to tell you, moving forward, I can't trust anything coming out of the CDC or these people anymore. They have lied to us repeatedly about social distancing, masking, the leak from the Wuhan lab, vaccination. I don't believe anything they say. Well, what's the good news? The good news I'm going to get to in a second is there's mass red pilling happening everywhere. There is? Oh, yeah. Do you guys remember Leanna Wen?
Yeah.
Leanna Wen. Yeah, of course you do, because Joe gets to cut all the clips before the show. Leanna Wen is the former head of Planned Parenthood. She'd go on CNN a lot telling people, get your mask. She was like a big, hysterical, you know, government COVID person. This is, I mean, to the left of Lenin. She's had kind of a change of heart on things. Leanna Wen? Yes. Leanna Wen. Wait till I read this to you coming up next. Again, appreciate your patience. Thank you very much. These are some great sponsors. Want to be here and talk to you, so thank you. Folds of Honor, folks. It's one of my favorite charities. I've been talking about them all week. The website is foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Freedom isn't free. It comes at a high price. Their families pay the price too. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 14, 2014 in Afghanistan. He's survived by his wife, Jurley, and their three children, Elijah, Laura, and Avery. Without their hero left, the Torian family was not left behind. Each child is a multi-year scholarship recipient from this amazing charity, Folds of Honor. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for the families of our military heroes like the Torian family. Their noble mission now includes families of fallen or disabled first responders. This year alone, they've awarded 9,000 scholarships. These are life-changing, folks. These people gave everything for us. We can take care of their kids and their education. So important. I need this great, needs patriots like you. Join Folds of Honor today with a recurring donation of $13 a month. We would deeply appreciate it. The website, foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today if you can. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. We really sincerely appreciate it. And our next sponsor is MD Hearing Aid. It's mdhearing.com, mdhearing.com. Listen, inflation's through the roof. So is the price of everything else, except the price of crystal clear hearing. MD Hearing cut their price in half, despite all of the inflation craziness. That's right. MD Hearing just made their Volt rechargeable digital hearing aids only $149.99 each when you buy a pair. That's over 90% less than clinic hearing aids. MD Hearing has sold over 1 million hearing aids, and they offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee. MD Hearing was founded by an ENT surgeon who made it his mission to develop a quality hearing aid that anyone can afford. My father uses these, he likes them. So get clinic-level care for 90% less with MD Hearing. Go to mdhearing.com, mdhearing.com, and use promo code Bongino to get their new buy one, get one, $149.99 each when you buy a pair deal. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case. It's $100 value just for listeners of the Dan Bongino podcast. It's a good deal. So So head to mdhearing.com, use our promo code Bongino, and get their new buy one, get one, $149.99 each when you buy a pair deal. Thanks, mdhearing.com. We appreciate it.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay. Leanna Wen, Joe and I and Guy, we have cut so many video audio pieces of Dr. Leanna Wen on CNN saying some of the craziest leftist things about masking and all this other stuff. This is just shocking. Folks, this vaccine's performance has been so bad that even Leanna Wen in the Washington Post, of all places, got completely red-pilled. Here, you can see it right here. Washington Post, Leanna Wen, a compromise on the military COVID vaccine mandate? Listen to her bash the vaccine's performance against natural immunity. Natural immunity, something we discussed on the show in the Charlie Brown Encyclopedia from the beginning. Natural immunity. It's only been happening since Homo sapiens sapiens became Homo sapiens sapiens. Even before that. She writes, it's crucial to discuss immunity from infection because abundant research shows natural immunity conveys excellent protection against COVID. One CDC study found that vax people who never had COVID, listen to this, were at least 3 times as likely to be infected as unvax people with prior infection.
Oh!
And a Lancet study found that those vaxxed, but who never had COVID, were 4 times as likely to have severe illness resulting in hospitalization or death compared to the unvaxxed who recovered from it. That's Leanna Wen. Leanna S. Wen. It's the same Leanna Wen. As I said to you yesterday, everybody can poke fun. I played the Tim Robbins clip yesterday, the lefty actor, and everybody's like, Dan, I got a lot of, why are you playing this? People like this that led us down the path, they did. They did. And when it happened, what did we do, guys? We humiliated them and played their stupid cuts on our show, right?
Yeah.
I can play the cuts for
all
you.
The time. Yeah.
All the time. But when they come around and are now seemingly in support of our cause, why would we kick them in the nuts for doing it? This is a very small percentage, so forgive me if I'm sounding like professorial, trying to lecture. I'm not. It's a small percentage of people who respond this way. But I just want you to understand, I'm not interested in emotion. That's a leftist thing. Leftists get involved in emotion and not facts. It's why, in the long run, I think we're always going to win. Don't repay the favor. Think tactically. If this person wants to come around and support dumping the vax mandate for our military folks and getting them hired, why would we kick her out? It just doesn't make sense. Condemn them when they do stupid stuff. And then when they do it, when they turn around and come around, we should welcome in the movement. And more lies, by the way, from the government about their propaganda operation. So I was sitting home yesterday. I thought, honestly, folks, I thought we were done with the Twitter files drop. I thought 7 was it. It wasn't. Out of the blue yesterday comes a guy who writes, I guess there's some freelance work for The Intercept. Lee Fang, he's at LH Fang, if you want to see it on Twitter yourself. And I see Twitter files drop 8. And at first I was thinking, what is this? Some kind of like hoax, like this guy, hey, I'm going to Twitter. I could do it. Twitter files drop 10. Dan Bongino's making it all up. But no, it was real. There was another Twitter drop from Lee Fang. And I'll make this short because we've been beating this story to death. But again, the government is lying to you, of course. The government was apparently, through the Pentagon, involved in a massive operation with Twitter to set up a bunch of fake accounts to promote, quote, pro-Western policy positions. Let me just sum this up for you. The government was using Twitter again as kind of an agitprop channel, not just for censorship, but to agitate for what they deemed pro-Western, pro-Pentagon positions. Now, The hilarious part, he writes that Twitter actively assisted CENTCOM's network going back to 2017 and as late as 2020, knowing that these accounts the Pentagon had set up were covert and designed to deceive and manipulate the discourse, which, by the way, folks, as Li Fang notes, is a violation of Twitter's policies and promises. They waited years to suspend these accounts. Folks, you're being lied to by Twitter. You're being lied to by your government all the time. And I took a little note here. Matter of fact, I capitalized it. It's, Joe, this is probably more apropos for you because you're older than me and you grew up with this generation of, you know, free love, hippies, bro.
Yeah,
you know, the whole, do you not find it odd? I'll compare your experience to mine, right? So you were in this, you know, this hippie generation. I wasn't around for that. I just caught the tail end of it, mm-hmm. right? They were all about like, screw the man, bro. Is it not hilarious to you that the left is now the man? Twitter was working with the military to engage in propaganda efforts, and like the conservatives are the ones like, I don't think that's a good idea. The libs are like, go government, baby. You know, in my time, a little bit after Joe, but again, the grunge crowd, that was me. Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains. That was me. That was like the grunge generation, the indie music generation before that, right? I was all into that. I loved Rage Against the Machine. I can't say this enough. Don't you find it hilarious that the liberals now are the machine? They are the party of government-enforced propaganda through social media networks. Nobody finds this as weird as I do. Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, sure. You guys are real brave, real misfits, real renegades. All right, I got a serious request for you coming up in a second. Something happened. This is another one of these died suddenly cases that's hit home. It's very tragic. I'll get to that. And Rand Paul and the Omnibus, I got a lot more and a message for you before we go for the holidays. So stay tuned, please. Folks, our last sponsor is GetRefunds.com. You own a business? Well, it's been a bumpy ride. From the pandemic to inflation, you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. Here's a challenge, getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys they put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. And they've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. So, folks, yesterday I was sitting here doing my show, and a friend of mine who does private security now and works with an entity I work with, he's an executive there. He texted me. We talk often. And he said, you're never going to believe it. Mark McElrath died. And I said, Mark, how is that? He was only 33 years old. This guy was a Presidential Protection Division agent with the Secret Service. He was a good man, died right before Christmas. He leaves his wife, Sydney. He has 2 children, young children, 4 and 1. Folks, it's a really horrible story. I out of respect for the family, I'm going to leave the details out, but it is a horrible tragedy. He's 33 years old. If you have the time, and if you would have a few dollars you'd like to send, I made my donation on there already. They set up a Give Send Go for the family. They're going to be in, I don't even know how to describe what happened, folks. It was just devastating to hear. It's givesendgo.com/MMMfund. givesendgo.com/MMMfund. And if you're having any issues with the link, I've linked to it on my Facebook page. I've linked to it on my Twitter. I've linked to it also on my True Social account. I'm at DBongino on Truth and Twitter. You'll see I have a link up right there. Just a horrible story, but I don't even know what to say without getting choked up. I just, I've lost so many friends in the Secret Service. You know, Colin Johnson, Mark Butke, Sean Mahoney, Mark. I don't know what's going on over there, folks. And a lot of people are really starting to ask questions. So, okay, I got a couple more things to cover before we go. So on the omnibus bill I covered in the beginning of the show, I had Rand Paul on my podcast, on my radio show yesterday as a guest. He was fantastic. He brought up a point I want to bring up to you. You know, the Republicans, the swampy ones, are ready to sign on to this omnibus spending package without any border security in it that's going to just move us right into bankruptcy at a quicker pace because we're spending even more money we don't have despite the inflation crisis. And Rand Paul brings up an interesting point. The way the Republicans, just so you know, the inside baseball, trying to sell this to people, is they're trying to say, well, we got more money for the military, $45 billion more. And they had a parody thing in the past. In other words, Joe, well, if we're going to spend this on social programs for the left, the Republicans would say, well, you need to spend more on the military.
Right.
Well, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a path to bankruptcy. Spending more, whether it's the military or not, on programs based on a connection to social programs, but isn't connected at all. They're two different priorities. Sounds kind of dumb. Also, the biggest threat to the country right now is bankruptcy, which is happening. Which is happening. It's a de facto bankruptcy in slow motion. Rand Paul was up on Capitol Hill and brought up this point yesterday. He did a great job. Check this out.
I brought with me the Omni, 4,155 pages. When was it produced? In the dead of the night, 1:30 in the morning when it was released. Now, people argue that it's conservatives' fault. It's you don't have the Christmas spirit. Somehow you're holding up government. Well, whose job is it to produce this? The people in charge of spending. The people in charge of both of the parties. When did they know that this would be necessary? Well, it's in the law, September 30th. You got 9 months, almost 10 months, to produce a plan, to have a spending plan. They weren't ready on September 30th, so they voted themselves 90 more days. They weren't ready last week either, so they voted themselves another week. And now we have it at 1:30 in the morning this morning. But what's the clamor? The clamor is to vote. Vote now. Let's get it done. Why are you standing in the way of spending? Well, the real question is this. What is more dangerous? What is more dangerous to the country? $1.1 trillion in new debt, or as Republican leadership likes to say, oh, but it's a win. It's a big win. We're getting $45 billion for the military. So which is more important? Which threatens the country more?
Folks, there's two critical points there. The first, stop pretending this was a rush. You see what they did, Joe? They knew they had a September 30th deadline. Everybody knew it. It's like telling someone you're going to get married on September 30th and the day before going, oh my gosh, we got a rush. I forgot. What do you mean you booked the venue last year? They rushed it on purpose. They waited to the last minute on purpose. Because why? They knew all the members. Senate and House, I want to go home for Christmas. So they said, oh, here it is. Read it tonight if you want to go home for Christmas. No, it wasn't a rush. Everybody knew. No. And second, bankruptcy is the biggest national security problem. Folks, why are we going bankrupt? We're going bankrupt because we have a welfare state with an open border. And the welfare state is providing unemployment benefits and subsidies that in several states is higher than the median income. You doubt me? Fox Business, Paul Best, unemployment benefits outpace median income in several states, study finds. It's right there. Why would you work if you can make more not working? So combine the open border, grotesque government spending, with a welfare state that pays you to do nothing, and then combine that with organized, concentrated interests like teachers' union, that have a concentrated interest, is their own quality of life over yours. And of course you're going to have a recipe for bankruptcy. This was a great piece. Corey DeAngelis, who was a great advocate for school choice, was on Dr. Phil's show and just eviscerated the teachers' unions. This is worth your time. It's about a minute. Check this out.
Corey, you say that teachers' unions are substantially to blame for public schools staying closed during the pandemic. Why do you say that?
Absolutely. There are 6 rigorous studies on the topic. I did the first one with a co-author named Christos Makridis. And we all, each of these studies found that places that had stronger teachers unions, all else equal, were substantially and statistically less likely to reopen their schools in person. And the reason for this is pretty obvious to me. I don't think that, I don't blame the people in the system. I blame the incentives that are baked into the system itself. Think about it. The private schools were fighting to reopen from the get-go, but you had the public school teachers unions fighting to remain closed. And the main difference there is one of incentives, that one of those sectors receives children's education dollars regardless of whether they even open their doors for business. But it was actually even worse than that with the COVID school closures, because the teachers unions started to understand that they could actually hold children's education hostage, essentially in perpetuity, to secure multiple multi-billion dollar ransom payments from the federal government. And it actually worked out for them. This is about $190 billion in so-called COVID relief that have been allocated to K-12 education since March of 2020.
Mansur Olson, who's Mansur Olson, put out this theory out there that the quickest way to bankruptcy is by concentrated interest and diffuse costs. When you've got a concentrated group of people like teachers unions imposing costs upon society, but the costs are diffuse. In other words, Joe isn't financing the teachers union by himself. Joe's one of 330 million Americans. So these concentrated interests have a real reason to bankrupt the country and get money for them. And the costs are so small for everyone else, no one else is really paying attention. That's how we got where we got. Let me just say in conclusion for the year, folks, this is going to be our last news show for the year. I think I speak for Joe and Guy both. You guys and ladies out there, you made our lives. I mean, we love doing this. We come into work every day. It is the most enjoyable experience I've ever had. Although the job is tough sometimes, it's not tough in the way you work hard. That's not tough. It's easy. You sit in a chair and talk. It's tough to, you know, do all this research and make sure to get you the right stuff, but it's worth it. I love it. I enjoy it. And I really enjoy being with you every day. If you subscribe to the podcast, I'd really appreciate it. It means the world to us. And I just want you to remember in this Christmas time that, you know, despite the fact that there seems to be a litany of bad news all the time, you live in the United States. This country's been touched by the hand of God. There's absolutely no doubt about that in my mind. None. We shouldn't be here. We shouldn't have won the Revolutionary War. We shouldn't have won the War of 1812. I say this all the time. We battled the scourge of slavery, scourge of Jim Crow, got through our own Civil War. Folks, we've been through a lot, and we are still the most prosperous country on earth, with abundant natural resources, two oceans protecting us, and people just literally, in some cases, dying to come here. Live in the greatest country on earth. Thank God this holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas. Stay tuned to the channel. Guy and Joe will be producing some best of material, and we'll be back with you in the new year. I have some surgeries coming up. They're not like life-threatening or anything like that. It's nothing to do with the cancer. Thankfully, I'm still in remission, so thank you for all your concern, but they're pretty serious for me. I've had some health issues, but I'll be okay, and I'll see you in the new year. God bless you. Love you all. See you in a year.
You just heard Dan Bongino.